Hello, listeners, and welcome to Martin Newell's Oddcast number 2. We're going to have a bit of The Who, a bit of American Light music, some Lorraine Bowen, some Percival Mackey and his band from 1929, a bit of Bonzo Dogs, a bit of Arrow Hill, Jake Thackeray, Ray Still, Quicksilver, and some other stuff from my old comedy stuff, which I used to do on Radio Wivenhoe, because we're still getting used to this. One of the things which was very popular was Farm Shop, but never mind, more on that later. What you're hearing now is The Whistler and His Dog. The Americans also used to do light music, much the same as we did. It's very well known there, it's not so well known here. This is The Whistler and His Dog by Arthur Pryor, played by an English orchestra, actually, the New London Orchestra, conducted by Ronald Corp. You'll dig it, baby. There's a helicopter circling overhead at the moment. I think they must have found me. Anyway, what you've just heard was some American light music played by the New London Orchestra, exactly the sort of thing that rock and roll was invented to kind of sweep out the way. And there may have been a case for that at the time, but there were some very, very good composers on both sides of the Atlantic doing this light music, which was used sort of, I don't know, while people swept up after the Second World War, I think. And jolly good it was too. So I'll always be featuring that when I do these Oddcasts. In the meantime, one of my discoveries from last year was a band called Off Arrow Hill, which is kind of, it's near the Wirral, I think it is. It's a great name, Arrow Hill, but they just call themselves Off Arrow Hill. Like me, like the Cleaners from Venus, they're lo-fi. They're essentially pop, and what they play, like the Cleaners from Venus, is kind of easy to listen to. It's pleasant to listen to. And the lyrics are kind of a bit special as well. In the days when people keep singing, "I'm taking back my love, I'm taking back my love, I'm taking back my love," over a drum machine beat umpteen times, they kind of stand out, really. I think it's salient. This is Off Arrow Hill.
And now on Radio 4, Episode 7 of Around the Corner.
Tell me you've been hiding, biding time in forgotten isles. Once upon a time you were shining bright come the eventide. Now every morning there's nothing going on, something's wrong. Lately you're not smiling, flying kites or behaving right. Time was you were riding high and dry in the Milky Night. Around the corner,
we'll take a different line. 'Cause round the corner, it's always going on.
What we've got coming up next is Lorraine Bowen, a colleague and a friend of mine, and half the old rock stars in South England, in love with her, really. Captain Sensible, me, we'll all do stooge acts for her. If she comes to play a town, we say, what do you want me to do? Strip off and play a violin badly? We'll do it for Lorraine. She's a brilliant songwriter. She can arrange strings. She's a very clever woman, and she got herself on one of the, what's that thing, X Factor, was it, or Britain's Got Talents? And Simon Cowell really didn't like her. That's just, you know, a stamp of her quality as far as I'm concerned. And good luck to you, Lorraine, if you hear this.
I'm so happy wandering down this country lane. I love to wander, love to wander, talking to daisies about your name. I'm so happy, fondling you as I go. I love to fondle, love to fondle. There's lots of things I want to show you.
Country, I love the country.
Now, for those of you who missed the last Oddcast, I was filling in on a small internet radio station called Radio Wivenhoe, and I decided what the world needed was a rural three-minute mini soap opera called Farm Shop, and I still have all the episodes, and I kind of dug them out recently because about 4 or 5 years ago I did this, just as a sort of joke, and actually it had something, so guess what? I'm writing a second series, but it's going to take me a little while to get them going and dig all the animal effects and all the rest out. So the last podcast, we played episode 9, which I dug out, and I've managed to salvage, I think it's episode 6 this time. We've got a few. They're not all good, but they are funny. They are different. I kind of judge it by whether I think the national broadcaster would play it or not. You know, judging by some of the stuff they play in the mornings, I would think not. They're kind of playing to 50-year-old kidults or something. It really is an insult to the intelligence. I personally wouldn't work for them, but, you know, they personally haven't asked me. Maybe if the money was right or something, and I was allowed to do absolutely everything I wanted, but I can't see that happening, can you? This is Farm Shop.
Fa-la-la-la-la, 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 Farm Shop.
And now, it's time once again to join the cast of your favourite radio mini-soap. So, pull up a shirt, untie that goat, and set fire to the kitchen curtains as you get ready to rub yourself seedily up against the pertest hindquarters in Radioland. It's Farm Shop!
Lavinia! Lavinia! Lavinia!
Yes, Sir Martin.
I do wish you wouldn't ride that horse in the dining room, Lavinia. It frightens old Spotty. She got one sniff and just bolted from her padded box and out into the garden.
Oh, I expect she'll come back.
Well, yes, I dare say she will, but she hasn't finished doing my books yet, and good bookkeepers are like gold dust. And I've got the accountant coming round on Friday. Where was I? Oh, yes. Look, if these people call while I'm out, they're called plain speaking. Can you tell them that I'm very much interested in the smaller fighter, the Messerschmitt? But I don't want the Junkers 88. Too bloody cumbersome, and I know it's a bomber, but, well, you know, there wouldn't be the room, would there?
Righto, Sir Martin. Any idea what you want for dinner tonight?
Potatoes. Kartoffel salad to start, and dauphinoise for mains, I suppose. Yes, that should do it.
Carol.
No, it's Janice this week, Lavinia.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, sorry, Janice.
More potatoes for Sir Martin?
Extra, actually. He's in a very buoyant sort of mood today. Well, I still had to explain to him that the Pony Club was an institution rather than some sort of weapon. I'm not sure that he believed me, but still. Incidentally, has that hole in the fabric of time been fixed yet?
Well, the refrigerator mechanic patched it with fibreglass, so it should hold for a couple of years, or weeks, depending upon which way the time's flowing. But it's still leaking a bit, you'll see.
Good, good. Oh, one thing I meant to ask. What are all those kangaroos doing out there?
Well, that's an idea of Ted's. A lot of these London types what have moved in like something more exotic these days than just beef, and so Ted's got it into his mind to breed them. He's become rather fond of kangaroos. He's named them all after English actors. That little one by the door is called Kate Winslet, and the one rolling over by the bins licking himself is Nigel Havers, and that big one relieving himself on Ted's car is Hugh Grant.
Absolutely charming. Still, must go. Tom waits for Norman, and Sir Martin will probably be going up north soon to pick up his new aeroplane. He's terrifically excited about it. Bye then. Hope you get that leaky time problem fixed.
Farm Shop this week was recorded at the Filthy Communist Club. Sir Martin Mule was played by Lefty Bummer. The part of Janice was enjoyed by Nipsey Bennington. The part of Lavinia was played by Janice Betty, and Carol was played by Linda Joyce. This has been a Roger Me Richard production for Radio Wivenhoe. Give us some money. Go on, give us some money. Give us some bloody money, you tartar.
Talking about national broadcaster, this is a guy you never hear played. Had an incredible canon of work. Bloke called Jake Thackeray. He was treated more or less as a novelty songwriter. He was actually so much more than that. He was a kind of English chansonnier and did brilliant pomposity pricking songs. And he was funny, deep, everything you need really, which I guess is why you never hear him on the radio. But you are now. This is Famous People by Jake Thackeray.
You are unwise to think we love you. You are unwise to imagine you are dear. You are unwise, you always were. How could you fail to notice that your paradise is here? Your paradise, you famous people. Your paradise is to think that we shall care. You are unwise, you always were. All that you'll ever mean will be a statue in a square. For the eyes and admiration of the common people who you never in your lifetime ever liked or ever knew. They will swarm and jostle by, they will look in as they pass. They'll only ever pause to strike their matches on your ass. You are unwise to think we love you. You are unwise to imagine you are dear. You are unwise, you always were. How could you fail to notice that your paradise is here? A paradise, you famous people. Paradise is fondling your fame. You are unwise, you always were. Think of the bright-eyed children who will have to learn your name. Memorizing in the morning what you did and when and where. And in the afternoon they will rush out into your square. They will swing upon your statue, skip upon your block, and then they will wag their joyous dicks over your marble monument. You are unwise to think we love you. You are unwise to imagine you are dear. You are unwise, you always were. How did you fail to notice that your paradise is here? Your paradise, paradise, famous people. Your paradise is where your paradise belongs. You are unwise, you always were. Sooner than blink an eyelash and your paradise is gone.
And now, Martin Newell's Oddcast brings you Rockstar by Ray Steele. Ray Steele is a bloke I know. He's a kind of an old mod. And he just occasionally, when he's not out on Planet Nine, comes up with just a great tune. He too should be played across the airwaves a lot. Ray Steele with Rockstar. See you on the other side.
Washes the rocks in her head, and she's like the walking dead. We come to bed eyes, and this night she asks God to help her wake up. And then he helps with her makeup. She's ready for the lies. She's a rock star hanging on my street. Rock star, anyone can be. Living in my dreams. Tell me how far she's prepared to go. Rockstar in a one-night show. Rockstar, crazy as it seems.
One of the things 4 years ago when I was a volunteer at the newly emerging Radio Wivenhoe, now Colne Radio, incidentally. Colne Radio gets its FM licence soon and I think they're going to be pretty good. But originally there were a little station called Radio Wivenhoe and Martin Newell volunteered to do this stuff. And the one thing I turned out to be quite good at was making slightly left field adverts. This was one of them. It was for a couple of ladies who were running a kind of brick and bric-a-brac vintage clothing day. And I thought, let's do it 50s style. So we did this, and we had a lot of people there. Yeah. So if you want advertising on a show that's not afraid to push the boat out, you know, come to the odd cast, be a bit of a drink in it for me with that sort. I would like that. I would really like that. Get in touch, do. Get in touch.
What's that sound? That's right, it's time to look twice for Christmas with a Vintage Retro Fair. For a cornucopia of vintage clothing, jewellery, crafts, collectibles, upcycled items and household paraphernalia, come to 28 the Wivenhoe Business Centre on Sunday the 25th of November, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Whether it's a diamond collar for the llama in your life, a new hat and a leatherette harness for your husband, or just a new set of anti-macassars. Why walk around dressed like a 1950s PT instructor when, for a few pounds, you could emerge from our dressing rooms looking like a 19th century French boulevardier?
Ooh, that sounds like just my sort of thing.
Well, quite. So remember, that's a Vintage Retro Fair, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m, 25th November, at the Wivenhoe Business Centre. Entrance is a piffling £1, half of which is donated to the Wivenhoe Moving Image Cinema. Look twice for Christmas.
This is Percival Mackey and his band from 1929 with On Her Doorstep Last Night.
Young and free, and the head is big and fat, then a young man's fancy turns to love we know. There's a pair I often see, out of love they stand and chat, and the other night he just let himself go. He loved her, who did, he did, where, on her doorstep last night. He hugged her, who did, he did, where, on her doorstep last night. He said, you are my darling Kate. Squeezed her fingers in the garden gate. Then he kissed her. Who did? He did. Where? On her doorstep last night.
At the time that Her Majesty was having a jubilee, I can't remember exactly when that was. It might have been about... John, when was the jubilee? Does anybody know when the jubilee was? I didn't even know it was a jubilee at the time, but they decided, you know, where I lived, they were going to do something like, I don't know, knit a quilt or do some kind of giant jigsaw puzzle to commemorate this woman they'd never met, who never came here anyway. And I just thought, well, this is good. So I did my own little contribution towards it. And, you know, again, it's Mike and Colin, two chaps who live together. Colin decided to put a, you know, tune together using a bit of the Dam Busters there to commemorate Her Majesty's glorious reign. So this is what's happened.
Colin, you've been out a long time. Anything on?
Well, rather, there's this whole jubilee thing going on in the town. Some of the townsfolk have got together to stitch this special commemorative sort of jubilee bedspread for Her Majesty.
Oh yes, is that the one we've all been asked to help out with?
Well, absolutely, Mike. Some people have even donated their own hair and spare underclothes. I must say, it got me thinking, well, what could I do? And then suddenly I got this absolute spunker of an idea to write a new national anthem for her.
Really? No small challenge you set yourself there, then?
Well, without being disrespectful, I'd always thought the old one was rather dull. So I scribbled down a few new words, sort of thing, and set them to the Dam Busters March, which worked a treat. Then I went into Uncle Ernest's garage with his old Ferrograph tape recorder and, well, just see what you think.
God save the Queen and her money, she is my jubilee honey. Even though we've never met and aren't likely to do, I'd gladly lay down my life and sell my house, children and wife. She does a bleeding brilliant job. I wish her success. I wouldn't do her job. Besides, I'd never get into her dress. She's much smaller than me and more royal than I'd ever be. God save Her Majesty.
Well, Mike, what do you think?
Absolutely top-notch, Colin. Well done, you. Coming soon, the Jubilee on Radio Wivenhoe. Buck up and listen out. It's your patriotic duty.
There was this track, it was a kind of spaced out bossa nova, tucked away on track 9 of an album called What About Me. No one ever mentions it, no one ever plays it. I love it. It's got some great, great piano playing on it, and it's a spaced out bossa nova. This is it, Nicky Hopkins with Quicksilver Messenger Service, All In My Mind.
Bye.
fabulous things about The Who was John Entwistle, the late John Entwistle, who played all these instruments and had this proper musical training. I'm not saying Pete Townsend hadn't, but John Entwistle was a bit belt and braces, and he played these brass instruments, and he had a rather gothic sense of creativity. And my personal favourite of their albums was the one they did in 1967, which I bought with my own paper round money. It was called The Who Sell Out. And tucked away on that was a track called Silas Stingy, a sort of, you know, Scrooge-type character that John Entwistle had invented, his organ on it and brass. And it's a little masterpiece. And it never gets played. Again, it never gets played. It should be played, you know, at least once a week on the national broadcaster, and it just kind of doesn't. So here we have it. Silas Stingy, John Entwistle's song written for The Who in 1967.
Once upon a time there lived an old miser man by the name of Silas Stingy. He carried all his money in a little black box,
which was heavy as a rock with a big padlock.
All the little kids would shout when Silas was about. Money, 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 man, money, money, man. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy. Money, 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 man, money, money, bags. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy. Silas didn't eat, which was just as well. He would starve himself for a penny. He wore old clothes and he never won.
Cause soul cost a lot and the dirt kept him hot. All the little kids would shout when Silas was about.
Money, 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 man, money, money, bags. There goes Stingy, Stingy. There goes Stingy, Stingy. Money, 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 man, money, money, bags. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
In the back of his head was a voice that said,
someone will steal it all.
He'll be lying in the gutter with an empty box.
The thieves will be having a ball.
Money, 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 man, money, money, bags. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
Money, 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 man,
money, money, bags. There goes Mingy Stingy. There goes Mingy Stingy.
And with that, I think this is the end of the Oddcast. So I'll just have to say goodbye, and maybe we could see each other again, but maybe not on Wednesday. That's when I see my pineapple therapist, Miss Kowalski, and she's strict.